Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Earlier today, Dustin.
Yes.
On the Four Letter Network, our buddy, Brian Windhorst, brought up an interesting conspiracy theory regarding the Cavs roster.
He is fueling that fire.
I am 100% against this. 100%. LeBron James, the legend. He brought a championship here. First since 1964. He's a god in this town. I get it. But we're going to go through another wagon hitch move. And this team is being built the right way. It's being built without him. Sorry. Not this time, dude. I say no.
It would be next summer, right?
Correct. Yes.
There's your second of the day, by the way.
I told you.
See, I am a social assassin, like Jonathan said. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I apologize.
Man.
No, okay. I'm so torn on this, Matt, because I love LeBron.
Sure.
My favorite player, you know, of all time.
You're a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I get it.
And I love the Cavaliers. But man, Father Time is a mother. And I know he was one of the best players in the league this year, if not the best player in the league this year at times. But I think that to sacrifice all of the hard work that this front office has accomplished over the last couple of years since the championship for what, maybe a year or two to run at it? Like, I don't think it's worth it.
I mean, first of all, there's so many different layers to this. Number one, is the owner going to allow it? You know, it's very simple. He owns the team. He could make that phone call to Kobe Altman and say, not this time.
I don't know how involved Dan is right now. Based off things I've heard.
What about his son?
Well, maybe his son, but his son's very young. Does his son have that much say?
Somebody's in charge. Somebody's at the very top. Kobe Altman has a boss. Mike Gansey has a boss.
Yeah.
They all got a boss. And whether it's Grant Gilbert, Dan Gilbert, whomever, maybe they don't want it. Because you bring him back, you bring the circus back. You know, and
circus wins, though.
He does. There's no question about it. He's won, you know, obviously everywhere he's been. If you count the bubble season with the Lakers. But what's going on in L.A. right now is some of his doing. He's helped create that monster that is that awful roster with bad veterans.
Well, that's the problem you run into when you let a player pick the players.
But that's the thing. You bring him in, one of your first meetings sitting down with him, you think he's going to... If Kobe Altman says, hey, LeBron, we're bringing you back, and Dan was okay with it, and one last run, and all this stuff, you know. By the way, I'm running this show. You think LeBron's going to go... he's going to start laughing. Who's Kobe Altman in LeBron James's mind? Now, LeBron could say all nice things. Hey, they're building a nice young team. I like what I'm seeing from DG. And boy, Evan Mobley's a beast. But in the end, he's going to want to run the show. That's what he does. So I don't want. And then it's another example of this time the Cavs are building it. And when they built it the first time with LeBron and got to the finals against the Spurs and they didn't make it, then he came back. But this time there's something clean. There's something clean about this. There's something nice and sweet about this new big three and core without him. So I say stick with it. I wouldn't want to mess with it and bring him back. And it's not even really a diss on him. I know it sounds like maybe I'm hating on him, but No, man, I'd rather have a younger wing than some 40-year-old that's going to come in and want to bring the circus with them. What do you think? 216-578-0092. Does that scare you as a listener and as a Cavs fan going, oh, my gosh? Or are you pumped? Are you going, yes, this is the cherry on the sundae. This is what gets us over the hump maybe in a year from now. Setting up LeVert off the books, Sexton off the books, and that money's freed up for number 23. Or would he be number 6? What number would he wear with the Cavs?
I have no idea. As you're saying that and asking me, I'm staring at a poster of LeBron we have up in the studio.
Yeah.
From back during the championship run, wearing 23. And I was just thinking 23. But, man, how good would this team be, though, if you added LeBron to this young core?
Well, obviously they'd be better.
Would they be the favorites to win the championship?
If you added them right now?
Right now.
No, they would not be the favorites to win the championship. You're still really young.
Would they be third, second? I mean, they'd maybe be, I think they'd be the favorites to win the Eastern Conference.
I mean, I think he is still playing at a high level, but I'm not so sure that just adding him to this group right now would make them, I think they'd be in the top three, yes, in the East. But I'm not ready. Look, last year, going into the season, people went, oh my gosh, Russell Westbrook with Anthony Davis and LeBron? Ooh-hoo-hoo! Lakers! They didn't even make the freaking playoffs. So, now, again, this is a younger group. Better culture, all those things. I mean, the Lakers fired Frank Vogel, all those things. But I would say top three in the East, don't you think?
Okay. I'd put him as a favorite.
I think you got to respect his game. I think you have to still see that at 38, 39, whatever he is now, mm-hmm. he's still playing at a pretty high level. But another wagon hitch move, and I think it would look bad on him, you know? Oh, You left for Miami and joined your buddies and won.
Yeah.
Then you left and then you came home when the team got good. And then you go to L.A. where you can build your own roster and got Anthony Davis. Davis said, oh, I'm the hell with New Orleans. I'm done. And, of course, he went to the Lakers, you know.
Of course.
And now this one is almost like, look at this, what this Cavs team is doing. They are really building it the right way. They've drafted well. They've signed a couple of guys. Young general manager. Coach that's getting another chance, because remember, J.B. Bickerstaff was a disaster in Orlando, and then getting another chance, and then you're going to swoop in again? I don't know. I'm turned off a little bit by it. But I think that I'm interested in hearing what the people have to think, have to say. 216-578-0092. Are you excited, or are you like, wait a minute, aren't we done with that song and dance? Not that you're dissing him. He brought the ring here. Like you said, Dustin, is he your all-time favorite Cav?
All-time favorite Cav, yes.
You know? My cousin Steve is listening, and he just said, he wrecks young players. He's a punk.
He's a punk? Oh, man. He's an icon in this city.
Of course he is.
You and I are kind of both on the same page. I think you're a little more against it than I am. But I still have my heart in this a little bit, you know? Like, If you were to tell me, or if I got the news next summer that LeBron James is coming home again for the third time, yeah. I would be really excited. I'm not going to lie. But as it stands right now, and we're having a civil conversation, I'm not trying to put my heart into it or emotions into it right now. I would say I don't think it makes a lot of sense, and I don't think it's fair to the young players. And Kobe and JB, who have developed their own culture and their own new brand post-LeBron style of basketball.
And, I mean, the bottom line is wherever he leaves, it's a dumpster fire. And eventually he's going to retire. Or, let's be honest, let's say he climbs on board for 1 year in 2023, 2024. Then we got to wait for his kid. So what if his kid gets drafted by the Pelicans and he wants to leave again for the third time to go play for the Pelicans and leave the Cavaliers and Cavs will say, oh, no, it's different this time. Whenever he leaves a dust of rubble in his wake. So I don't know. I'm not for this. Let's hear from some of the, let's go to the people. Shall we?
We shall. Yeah, I'm in charge of that. I always keep forgetting. For 10 years, I didn't do this, right?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go to Mike. First up on this topic, not first up on the fan. Here's Mike. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I got to tell you something. If you guys are, you think you're against it, I'm totally against it, man.
Good.
Listen, this is what I compare it to. I compare it to the girl who keeps getting dumped by the boy, and she's always available whenever he wants to come back to her because she can't find anything better. And I don't want the Cavs to be that, okay? Because they're better than that. We can't keep going back to this because you're 100% correct. Every time he leaves nothing but rubble behind, and yes, every team's got to take 4 to 5 years to clean it up.
Now, again, the Cavs have a different kind of setup this time because it's a young group. They're all on controllable contracts, and it's becoming a nice situation. So we would be talking about next the season after this one, so the 23-24 season. But again, you know, like he wants to play with his son. And so
yeah,
his son could
get drafted. Yeah, but there's no guarantee that we're going to draft his
exactly.
son either, though.
So he would leave again.
I don't get that.
So he would leave again.
And he's not worth, to me, personally, he's not worth a max contract anymore for what he's going to bring to you and then what he's going to leave you with when he's gone. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying he's not great and he hasn't done great things.
No, of course not.
But I think those days are gone.
Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you for the call.
Dustin, he had a really, you're right, like you said, at the beginning of last season, he was playing really well. But that ship sunk quickly, and
once the team had really no chance, he sort of took his foot off the gas, I think, too.
I'll be very interested in seeing how he does this year. I don't know what they can do with that roster. You know, the rumor of Kyrie going out there. I love Darvin Ham. I know Darvin well. I think he's going to do a good job. I think he'll do the best he can. But when you're stuck with Carmelo and Westbrook and Anthony Davis, who's always out. And those contracts are tough to move, and that's going to be difficult, you know, for LeBron. And he's not getting any younger. He's still an awesome player. But coming back here and doing this again, no, I'm out.
Steve disagrees with you, I, and the previous caller. Here's Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I just wanted to say, man, I mean, he brought us our first championship, man. I mean,
yes,
the guy is still playing at a high level. I mean, besides losing all our young talent, of course I wouldn't want to do that, but if we can keep our young talent and still have LeBron James, the LeBron James, like compared to Michael Jordan, who would not want their greatest player back in any type of form? I mean, that's what Cleveland lacks, I think, as sports team. Get our legends back here, even if it's just a short time. Hey, look, if you have a girlfriend that leaves you every time she has a better guy, isn't it fun when you got her? I mean, hey, I'm just saying,
Steve,
you ride it while it's fun, man. That's all I'm saying. I think you can bring some fun to us, and I'll listen to you guys.
Thank you, Steve. I mean, you know, Windhorse made the point in the clip that it would have to be, they'd have to clear some space, obviously. He's not coming here for free, Dustin. I don't think he's signing a 1 year mid-level and making 7.8 or something or 8. I don't think that's happening.
You don't think he would ever in his career at the end, like, do the Tom Brady thing?
I don't know.
Win? I mean, money means nothing to him. Another championship is legacy.
But
he's a billionaire.
But he is. Okay. Oh, yeah, he is a billionaire. He's done amazing things. But I think the Players Association, Rich Paul, all these folks look up and say, you can't do that because then that sets a precedent. You know, you're LeBron James. Mm-hmm. You're still one of the top guys. I don't think his game is going to suffer that much this year that we go into next offseason going, oh, he's a shell of himself and he's just a role player. He's going to want to start. He's going to want to have some say in things. He's going to want to say, oh, let me bring some of my veteran buddies in here. And that's the headache that comes with him. I don't want Carmelo Anthony in here.
I don't want Carmelo Anthony in here either. And maybe he's over that at this point because none of those dudes that he's buddies with can play like he can play.
That's true.
Not anymore. Let's get Chuck in on this before we break. Chuck, you're next. What's up?
Yeah, hey guys. Listen, you know, you set all the rules before, you know, you get him back here as far as bringing his old buddies and, you know, trying to call his shots and stuff like that. And mostly guys where they start their career, they end up, you know, he's going to the Basketball Hall of Fame, so it would be nice if he ended up with the Cavs winning the championship and going to the Hall of Fame. And if he's around, he's only going to be around like one or two seasons. So we got those other guys locked in, so he won't be able to bring his buddies and he won't leave us,
well,
you know,
we say that. Dude, we say that and we say we set all the rules. He has made the rules and stomped all over people here behind the scenes twice. He has. Now, he brought us a ring, and he just
and it was worth every second of the rebuild and seeing this team win 22 games or whatever it was after he left. Like, it was worth all of it.
Of course.
Now, I think they could have gone for one more if Kyrie and LeBron wouldn't have had their issue.
Yeah. But, no, that was on Kyrie more than anything.
Yeah, you know? I think they both were at fault to some degree.
Yeah, but winning a championship and at the parade and at everything else,
yeah.
And there's Kyrie kind of like, when am I going to get my security guard? When am I going to get my personal trainer to travel? And I was like, really, dude? You're going to go there? Right here, right now? You know, asking for a trade like days after the championship? That was not a good look. But again, I mean, I don't know. I like the way the direction they're going right now. Do they need to get somebody like him out on the wing? And sure. But this, no. I'm not buying it. I'm not for it.
You want to stay with us for a little bit longer
and get these calls in?
I know you got thoughts on Tito coming up here in the 6 o'clock hour, but
this
is hot right now.
No. Anytime you could bring up LeBron,
sure.
it is legitimate.
But we didn't bring it up. The most recognized authority on LeBron, at least one of them, I should say, Brian Windhorst, brought this up this morning.
No question. And he could opt out after this year with the Lakers, and we'll see where all that goes. No, LeBron James is not coming back, but Brian Windhorst of ESPN just pontificating today on the four-letter network that, hey, Cavs could do it. They could free up tons of cap space next offseason. Kevin Love off the books. LeVert could be off the books if they don't re-sign him. Colin Sexton, the other bull, could be off the books and could free up some space to bring in the king and probably some of his buddies, because, you know, he doesn't just travel alone. And we threw it out there at 216-578-0092. Would you want him back? Is that something that you listen to? We played the clip a couple of times to get you excited. Like, hey, this is the missing piece, a veteran wing player. It's kind of ironic, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a wing anymore? Not really.
I don't know what he is.
Right. He's kind of just plays some bully ball now. He's not really sometimes he handles the ball.
I mean, he's anything from a point guard to a center.
Right. He's still a great player. He's still got a little bit left in the tank here, but I'm against it. I don't want that train coming back through on these tracks again. And I'm not so sure that the organization, which has built a nice little young core here, and for the first time in ages when he hasn't been on the team, they had a winning record last year without him. I mean, pre-LeBron was a disaster the first time. Then pre-LeBron the second time. I mean, really, the Cavaliers haven't been much since he arrived. What year did he arrive? Was it
2003.
You know, so. But we're taking your calls on it. Dustin, we got some some
let's go to Joe. He's been on hold the longest. Joe, you're next up on the Fan. Hey, Joe.
What's up, Steady and Matt? How are you?
Joe, what's going on?
Not much. Hey, I agree with you guys about the team now having identity. You know, you got a good front office finally, because it's one since Dan Gilbert's own here that's actually doing something. They're drafting well. The coaches are actually developing players. You see these guys get better every year. The only thing I would say about this, even if he would come back, and I would do it maybe for a year, I wouldn't do it for a long time, but I even look at what Ricky Rubio did for this team last year, just from a veteran aspect, and how he helped, you know, DG develop his distributing skills and things like that. Because I think these guys, they will learn from good veterans. And I wouldn't see LeBron bringing a whole bunch of older guys here like he did before this past year, because that's a mistake. And one thing he kind of has learned from that is that he really doesn't make too many of these mistakes twice throughout his career. And those teams, like even in Miami and the Cavs, where they kind of fell off after he left, there were a bunch of veteran guys with – some, you know, 2-3 years left on their contracts and things like that. So I wouldn't see that happening here if he were to come here, because you have a lot younger core. And plus, I think he would respect Bernie Bickerstaff a lot more than he would some of his other former coaches for what he's already established here. Plus, you know, he's been in the NBA for a while.
But I mean, I think J.B. Bickerstaff has done a nice job, but I'm not crowning him yet, you know?
No, I'm not crowning him, but I still think he's – I think if he were to come here, that he would give him the respect and not try to do his own thing.
I see what you're saying. I appreciate the phone call. I think
thank
that –
yeah, thanks,
yeah, brother.
Joe, for the call, man.
I mean, yes, he would leave. Let's say he came back for a year. They did really well. But then if he sticks to his word, Bronny is ready to play in the league. I mean, Bronny's got, what, senior in high school this coming season?
Yeah, I mean, and then everyone assumes that Bronny's going to be an NBA star, and he's a really good high school player. He's not the best player on his team.
No. We don't know if that's a lock, but knowing the NBA, knowing ratings, knowing everything else, so, I mean, somebody will carry him on their roster, which me and LeBron, if he sticks to his word, said, I'm playing my last year with my kid. So I don't know. Unless he really likes Cleveland. I can't believe we're going down this road, Dustin.
We are.
But if he really likes Cleveland, says, oh, we got to find a way for Bronny to come to Cleveland. But it's just such a circus. Finally, right now, this organization is a new path with new people, and there's nothing in their way of a headache or anything. And I know, you know, what Joe just said was like, well, he would respect J.B. Bickerstaff. We don't know that. You just don't. You don't. There could be a clash right away. It could be clash late. I mean, to me, I just like where this organization is going. And another spin on this wheel? No thanks.
All right. Let's get Sean. Sean's been waiting on hold for a while.
Let's do it.
Sean, you are next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Hey, bud.
Making the call.
Yeah, so I'm not against LeBron coming back for a year. I mean, why not? Maybe have a, you know, grizzled veteran if you're making a little bit of a push. If you're going 2 years, I'm not for that. But I don't see the harm in a year, especially if you're able to lay out terms like, hey, we're not grabbing every single veteran guy. Although I do want to add another point that it was talked about a long while ago about, I think it was the route the Ball brothers took going overseas for Bronny. And him coming to the NBA next season instead. I'm not sure if that's still a thing. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you for the time.
Well, thanks for making the call, Sean.
Yeah, that was interesting. LeVar was trying to get LaMelo, LiAngelo, and Lonzo all together, and then was like threatening to say, if these three don't play together, and I know that LeVar still is on that hook. I heard him on a Chicago podcast a couple weeks ago saying, someone asked him, like, what would make Lonzo and the Bulls great? And he goes, I'll tell you what it would be. My three sons together. But LeVar Ball doesn't have the cachet or the pull that LeBron James has.
By the way, you know? I never thought that those players would be this good in the NBA.
The Ball brothers?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Lonzo, I mean,
LaMelo is
healthy,
probably the best, but I mean, like, Lonzo's been a really good NBA player.
Yeah.
Can't stay healthy, as you mentioned.
LaMelo's awesome. He's fantastic.
LaMelo's fantastic.
I didn't think he'd be this good. I thought he'd be jacking up half-court threes.
Yeah,
really out of
right?
control. And, you know, he's been really, really special. But the third brother, LiAngelo, you know, the dad says that's the missing piece. But
how old is he now?
He's got to be 24, 25 now. He was in the G League last year.
Okay.
And his problem is he just is not athletic enough. And you know, he's a three-point shooter type, but I don't think he could guard Keith off the dribble. I think that's a problem. So you'd figure, too, you know, being in the G League and getting an opportunity. I know he was in camp Detroit last year. Mm-hmm. He was only there for like a week, and they got rid of him. So, look, no one's taken away what LeBron did here and what he has done everywhere he's gone, which he has won. You're right. But, I don't know, hitching his wagon again and going through this again, and I just don't think ownership would be down for it either. I don't. But like you said, Where is ownership right now? What's that status, you know?
That's a good question. Excuse me.
Yeah, very
good. Roosevelt is next up here on this LeBron topic. Roosevelt, you are on the Fan.
Hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to say first that I appreciate what LeBron did for Cleveland, Ohio. But I love the direction the Cavs are going right now. And if LeBron James were to come back and sit back and just school some of the new players on how he won a championship in Miami and how he won one with the Lakers and how he won one with Cleveland and kept his nose out of management, I would love to have him back. But I don't think he can do that.
No, I don't think so either,
Rosie. I just love the direction the Cavs are going, and I think they can do it without him. So that's my comment. I appreciate you guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rosie. I think he's spot on. And I think there's something about legacy for guys like Garland and Mobley to want to raise a banner eventually on their own and not have it be a...
Well, didn't Garland even make the comments last year about what it's like to be on basically the first team since LeBron, to kind of get out of the shadow of LeBron? I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Yeah.
It wasn't the exact quote, but I mean, it was something along those lines.
It was close to it. Right. Because you had the Doherty Nance Price group and the Lenny Wilkins teams for years. And then really you had a drop off all the way until you got to, like you said, 03, when the Cavs got good again. I mean, you know, the Sean Kemp years and everything else was a disaster. And the blue seats at the then Gund Arena, I mean, the teams were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't draft, and they just, you know, they didn't have much. And then now it's refreshing. It's a very likable team. Not saying that LeBron wouldn't be beloved coming back, because many, including yourself, would embrace, you know, him, because he did do something that, you know, we had to wait since Jim Brown in 64 to do. But this time around, no. I think we're done with it.
Matt, we got a quick tweet here from Mike. He says, bleep LeBron. Who does he help develop? Young guys take a step back with LeBron unless they are ISO players. First sign of adversity, he will want a new coach. Bleep him.
Wow.
Those are our Twitter mentions, Dave, brought to us by who?
Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Thank you very much.
There were some players that got better with him. Kyrie got better with him. Mario Chalmers. There's guys that played with him that got better. But I'm not going to buy. But
Mario,
yes.
Chalmers. That's a name you don't hear every day. Wasn't he another Kansas Chalmers guy?
He is. Yes, he was.
Didn't he hit the shot that game winner?
It was to tie the game and send it to overtime in the national. The first time they won the championship.
That's right. Yes. I remember Mario's watching that miracle game. I was in Buffalo.
That's way that back was when. Some shot. Oh, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.